Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the desirability of giving preference to things, starting with the right hand side, in things of honor such as wudu, ghusl, tayammum, wearing of clothing, wearing of shoes, wearing of socks, wearing the lower garment, entering the masjid, using the mishwak, applying surma, cutting the nails, trimming the mustache, removing of the underarm hair, shaving the hair of the head, making salam after salah, eating, drinking, shaking hands, istilam of the Hajarul Aswad, emerging from the toilet, receiving, giving, etc. Making the point of using the right hand and using the right leg, etc. when entering. And we explain when a person is wearing his clothing, he starts from the right hand side. When he is removing his clothing, removing his shoes, then he removes the left hand side first. So here, this first part we did is when a person now is doing all these things, when he's drinking also, using the right hand side. Often it happens that when a person is drinking, his hand, right hand may be messed because he was eating with the right hand. So we think that I don't want to mess the glass. Because we don't want to mess the glass, we end up using the left hand. Ulama explain, you rather mess the glass than leaving out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because that glass can be washed. Put it in a dishwasher or you wash it under a tap. That glass will be washed very easily. But that sunnah, to get that sunnah back that we lost out, that to get will be very, very hard. So the cheaper thing, the easier thing to do is mess the glass. Never mind if the glass gets messed. Let it get messed. But don't leave out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or sometimes what can be done is the person is picking up the glass. For some reason, maybe his hand is slippery, very slippery, and there's a fear now that the glass may slip out of his hand. It's possible the phone is very oily, that the glass may slip. Then he can take support. A person can take support, or he can hold it to the left and now put the right hand there. But don't leave the right hand out altogether. So he's still holding it, or he's still supporting it with the right hand, although the left hand now is using as additional support. But the right hand is not being left out completely. It is still there to get the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then using the left hand for things that are undesirable actions. For example, cleaning the nose, spitting, we spit on the left hand side, entering the toilet using the left foot, emerging from the masjid, we leaving a place of higher virtue to a place of lower virtue. So we leave going into the place of lesser virtue with the left foot, removing the socks, the leather socks, removing the shoes. Yeah, although the title or the chapter is dealing with leather socks, all socks that we're removing, we remove it with the left hand side first. Removing the shoes, removing the lower garment, the clothing, purification after relieving oneself. In other words, istinja in the toilet, careful that we're using the left hand side, cleaning of dirty objects, etc. You find that when a person got these things in mind, he'll be very, very careful. Very careful that all the time the right a person is using, which one is the right thing to be using at that time. Should I be using the right hand side? Should I be using the left hand side? On one occasion we had an architect. When a person has spent time with a pious person, person that has spent time in the company of the pious, and he learns these things, it becomes part of his nature. So the architect came to inspect at the time when we were building the masjid. So when he came and from inside the toilet, he saw that the handle was on the left hand side. So if you're facing the toilet door from inside, he saw that the handle was on the left hand side. So he told me why the handle is on the left hand side. So I was quite surprised. I said, you know what, when these people fitted the handle, I don't think they gave it any thought. He said, my plan had that the handle must be on the right hand side. In other words, when you're facing the toilet door, it must be on the right hand side from the inside when you're facing it. So I asked him, what difference does it make, right hand side, left hand side? He said, you see, if the toilet, if the handle is on the right hand side, then what will happen is a person will use the istinja hand, the left hand, to open the door. And the toilet, if you're facing it, is on the left hand side, then a person will use the clean hand to open the door. You must always use the clean hand, the right hand, to open the door, and don't use the istinja hand to open the door. See how careful. When a person is mindful about these things, and even in the plan that he is doing, he is careful to see that this is the clean area, this is the dirty area, this is the which hand a person is going to use to open the door, which hand. So Allah Ta'ala makes it such that when you spend time in the company of the pious, our thinking also becomes correct. So even we should always take cognizance of these things. When we're speaking about right and left, anything that is clean should be done with the right, anything that is less clean should be done with the less, with the left. So if we're going to use a clean hand to open the door, the next person that is going to use the toilet, he can also be able to use a clean handle, a handle that hasn't been polluted in any way. Why? Because the clean hand was used to open. So therefore, when you're facing the toilet door, then the handle should be on the left-hand side, not on the right-hand side. This is something that came to mind, is how careful we should be when it comes to these sort of things. Anyway, we're doing the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was particular about this. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, كانت يد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اليمنى لطهوره وطعامه وكانت اليسرى لخلائه وما كان من أذن. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used his right hand for purification, in other words for taharat. For, we explained yesterday that for tayammum, for ghusl, for person making wudu, for making wudu etc., Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام used his right hand. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and this also we will find that in the hadith and in the adab, we are taught that if a person is scooping water out from a container, nowadays we got municipal water, we open the tap and the water comes out. In the old days, people would need a container of water and they would scoop water. So they would scoop water out. They would even explain that how a person scoops water out so that he can use now his right hand, or he can start first with his right hand side. So ulama explain is that person tilts the container. He tilts the container so the water comes into the right hand side. He keeps the container on his left hand side. He tilts the container from the left hand side so the water comes into the right hand first, so that the sunnah of using the right hand first doesn't get lost. And that also we are told that the person doesn't, why tilt the container and not put the left hand, is because the right hand needs to be clean first. So by putting the left hand in, firstly he'll be putting a hand that is normally not used for clean things into the container, which we should be avoiding. So we tilt that container, put the water in the right hand, and now we use and start washing the hands. To such refinement, ulama explain how that taharat and how that wudu must be made, which side that container must be kept, how that container must be tilted, which hand the water must come in first, how the person washes his hands, etc., etc., moving on. So anyway, this hadith is telling us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used his right hand for purification, for cleaning himself, eating food, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used his left hand when relieving himself in things that were unclean. And Ummi Atiyyah radiallahu ta'ala anha anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala lahun fi ghasli ibnatihi Zainab ibda'na bimayaminiha wa mawadi'i al-wudu'i minha, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Ummi Atiyyah radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the woman when they were giving ghusl to his daughter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eldest daughter Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away in the 8th year of Hijrah, and she was at the age of 31 years. 31 years old, young woman, she had passed away. So when the ladies were giving ghusl to her, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this advice that begin the ghusl with the right hand side. As we explained yesterday, that even when bathing the dead, we also thought, start from the right hand side. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave this advice with regards to the ghusl of his daughter. The women were told that begin giving ghusl to her with the right hand side, and parts that are washed with wudu. Begin with the parts that are washed with wudu. Therefore you'll find that when ghusl is given to a person, first thing that is done is that the hands are washed, the mouth is washed, and the private parts, like how a person would take ghusl, and then all the wudu parts are washed as though you're making wudu for the deceased, and then the rest of the body is washed. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing these simple adab etiquettes in mind. We find that the pious are so careful that even when making khilal of the toes, that the baby finger must be used, which side must start from. On one occasion I was giving ghusl, or I was present in the ghusl, and my ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib was giving the ghusl, pouring the water over the deceased, and the person that was washing, he was just cleaning the toe with any finger. So he stopped him. He said, the finger you're supposed to use is the baby finger, the small finger, to make khilal, and you're supposed to start from the right hand side moving to the left hand side. There isn't any haphazard, even when it's coming to the ghusl of the mayyit. That also the sunnah should not be left out, even to that extent that we are doing it for the deceased. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, bringing the beautiful Mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how careful, how nice our deen is, how clean our deen is. No element of filth. We are taught to wash in a toilet, wash before eating, wash after eating. We are taught also wash so many times before salah. Be clean when we're coming for salah. The place of salah must be clean. The clothing must be clean. So much of taharat and cleanliness is taught to us in our deen. Which other deen and religion has got this level of cleanliness? This has to be a religion, a deen that Allah Ta'ala has given to us that is pure, clean, directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating every element, every aspect of our deen and bringing it as part of our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.